Playgoers, I bid you welcome. Tonight, I am pleased to announce a comedy. We shall employ every device we know in our desire to divert you.
This is the Composer's Datebook from May 8th. I'm John Burge. Stephen Sondheim was 32 years old when his musical, A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum, opened on Broadway on today's date in 1962. The best seats would have cost you $8.60, but decent seats were available for $3 in those days, and much to Sondheim's relief, New Yorkers snapped them up in short order. The trial run of Forum in Washington had been a near disaster, and as this was the first major musical for which Sondheim wrote both the lyrics and the music, he had a lot riding on the show's success. Audiences and critics alike loved the over-the-top fusion of an ancient Roman comedy by Plautus with the kick-in-the-pants conventions of American vaudeville, spiced up with a liberal dash of burlesque beauties and skimpy Roman costumes. As the New York Times Review put it, the cast included six courtesans who, quote, are not obliged to do much, but have a great deal to show, close quote. Forum won several Tony Awards in 1962, including Best Musical. Even so, while Sondheim's lyrics were praised, his music was barely mentioned. Sondheim's skill as a composer was not yet fully appreciated. That would occur several years and several shows later. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in collaboration with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.